My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live in Washington every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. You can also learn more about their work at capitalsteps.com. Pick up a copy of their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Anything that's really caught your attention this week?
Well, you know, there was a report. You know, we've had such an unseasonably cool August here in the Northeast. They actually traced it back to the meeting of Putin and President Obama. That was the start of the cold front. But other than that, you know, we got a lot of the same situations. You know, the Middle East is still in a mess. You got Egypt and Syria, you know, basically tearing themselves apart. We had Bradley Manning just got convicted, sent to 35 years for the leaking of government secrets, although now he's decided he wants to be Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if his strategy there is to say, well, I'm Chelsea, so Bradley Manning's the one who did all the the nefarious work, so he should go to prison, but not me.
Or that maybe he just wants to go to women's prison.
Well, that was his request, which was promptly denied, I might add. Back to the Middle East, talk about what goes around comes around. Last couple of years, you know, everybody wanted Mubarak out. Then earlier this year, everybody wanted the Muslim Brotherhood out. Now people are wondering about the Egyptian military. And all as this is happening, Mubarak gets freed from prison. Now he's back in a military hospital. And his message as he was being escorted by helicopter to the hospital was probably, was it really that bad before?
Exactly. Miss me yet, the old famous, you know, fly the banner behind the helicopter kind of thing.
Exactly. Be careful what you wish for. But, you know, the Capitol Steps, of course, were all over the Arab Spring and the transition in Egypt a couple of years ago, and it's all part of their great Desperate House Members CD. And here's how the Capitol Steps took a look at the transition in Egypt back then.
All the old regimes do their best to stay in power, don't you know? In the Middle East, away up the fallen like a domino.
Now here in Cairo, life is vile since Hosni drove us into the streets. He's in denial.
Oh, bad joke.
We will defeat him with just our tweets.
Now the least in the Middle East say,
go away, Hosni, go away, like an Egyptian.
Put a Molotov cocktail lit in your arm, then you draw it back. See the fires glow.
Oh, well.
If Hosni does not start to pack.
If Mubarak comes down the street.
He's coming now, where's his armored van?
Did he resign?
Oh, he's here to talk to Egyptians.
Now we got word that he will not stay.
No way, okay, what will he say?
You want an election?
Mark, very, very good.
And you just have to imagine some really good, bad Egyptian-style hieroglyphic dancing during that one little break.
It can't be any worse than the Bangles when they originally did that song.
You know, you got to have those wonderful, cheesy one-hit wonders out there. They weren't one-hit wonders. They had a couple hits. Yeah,
that was their big one, though.
That was their biggie.
What else are you guys watching these days?
You know, we're just waiting for Congress to come back and waiting for the president to get off vacations and just see what happens.
Are you cheering for a government shutdown?
Nah, that's not good for us. It's much more funny when they try to solve these problems.
It's not probably as salacious as other scandals they can get themselves into.
That's, you know, right.
Actual policy stuff.
Yeah, who cares?
Mark, we'll leave it there. Have a great weekend. Have a great show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Find their work online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.